Of the news this Friday evening, U.S. President Barack Obama was received in audience today by Pope Benedict XVI here at the Vatican, the first meeting between the two men since President Obama's election last November. Speaking moments ago to Vatican Radio, Holy See Press Office spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the main issues discussed by the Pope and President in their closed-door meeting included moral values in international politics, immigration, and the Catholic Church's contribution, particularly in education in developing countries. In addition, Father Lombardi said Pope Benedict and President Obama discussed interreligious dialogue and the Middle East peace process, both men reaffirming the need for the two-state solution to the crisis. The U.S. President also reiterated his commitment to reducing the incidence of abortion. Irene Lagan takes a closer look at the presidential visit.
President Obama's parting words to Pope Benedict Friday were that he looked forward to future strong relations between the United States and the Holy See. Pope Benedict told the president he would pray for him.
We look forward to a very strong relationship between us.
The police presence has been tight around the Vatican this week as heads of state and government took advantage of the Group of Eight summit in L'Aquila, central Italy, to seek audiences with Pope Benedict. But none was as anticipated as this first encounter between the Pope and the American leader. The president arrived shortly after 4 p.m. local time in a motorcade direct from the G8 summit high in the central Apennines to the St. Damaso courtyard below the papal apartments, where an honor guard of the Swiss Guard and the papal household awaited him, led by Monsignor James Harvey. After a brief meeting with the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, he was led to the ornate papal throne room where Pope Benedict was waiting to greet him.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor for me. Thank you.
While pictures were being taken at the start of the meeting, the Pope immediately asked President Obama about the summit, to which the president replied, "It was very productive, particularly today." Doors were then closed to the outside world while the Pope and the President retired for private discussions lasting more than 20 minutes. Emerging from their talks, the Pope and President Obama posed for photographs while the President presented the First Lady and members of his staff.
This is Dennis McDonough. His brother is a priest.
Gifts were then exchanged. The U.S. President presented the Holy Father with a stole originally belonging to St. John Neumann, while the Pope in turn presented President Obama a copy of his encyclical. Earlier, First Lady Michelle Obama and their children, Malia and Sasha, had been given a private tour of St. Peter's Basilica and the Sistine Chapel. At shortly after 5 p.m., the presidential family took their leave of the Pope and the Apostolic Palace, bound for Ghana, Africa. I'm Irene Lagan.